Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. You know, there are professional singers, and then there are psalmists that are anointed by God. Now, when a professional singer sings, sometimes they can even break a glass. When an anointed psalmist sings, stage four cancer cannot stand in their presence. You're about ready to hear someone that is an anointed psalmist, and God is the one that called her. Now, Judy was the youngest of 12 children. And Judy, it's hard for me to believe you were shy. And she was so shy until age 12, when the presence of God came on her in such a profound way, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to take you back to that day, Judy. Tell me what was going on inside of you. What was happening?
When the Holy Spirit came on me that night, on a Sunday night, I remember my mom was with me, and he literally took over my body, Sid. I remember being just overwhelmed with the presence and the joy of the Holy Spirit. It was something that was almost like an out-of-body experience. I've never experienced anything like that. And of course, I was 12 years old. But I remember people picking me up, putting me in the car, taking me home.
Well, why did they have to pick you up?
I couldn't walk.
Well, that's a good reason.
I couldn't talk.
If you can't walk, pick you up. Okay.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. I was just so limp. And so they picked me up. They put me in bed. The next 3 days, I could not talk in anything except the language of the Holy Spirit. Barely eat, barely, you know, just sleep. It was like I was overwhelmed with the presence of God as a 12-year-old. I remember even my parents and my family talking about what is going on here, what's happening. But my mom had had the same experience when she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For 3 days, she spoke in tongues and could not even communicate with my dad. Of course, me being the baby, she said every time that I would cry, I wouldn't say, wah, wah. I'd say, hallelujah, hallelujah.
My goodness, that's my kind of baby. But let me tell you what happened. Fast forward. God speaks to Judy audibly and tells her to study voice. And she starts singing with a group, and then God called her to sing by herself. Do you remember the first time you did your first solo?
I will never forget it. It was my very first service. I was in this service, and I was introduced. And when I was introduced, I came up, and I began to do what I naturally do, and that is to sing. When I began to sing, the power of God came into that room. It was the very first song. People started running to the altar. And I just said, if you need have a need in your heart, just come on down. God is moving. There was one young lady that came down. She fell down right at the foot of the altar where I was standing. There was no pulpit at the time because I was going to speak later. When she fell down, the power of God was moving. And I mean, people are just worshiping and people are filling the altar. All of a sudden, this young girl rose up And her face began to, begin to contort. I mean, it was just like I could see the demonic spirits come over her. And then all of a sudden she starts screaming at me, and you can see the demonic. And she's like, I'm going to kill you, Judy Jacobs. I'm going to kill you. So she starts to...
Now, wait a second. How would you like to be singing your first solo and a girl comes up and says, I'm going to kill you? I mean, that's not the way Hollywood does it.
No. And then the first thing I thought about is, where's the back door? Where's the back door? And so she's trying to get to my feet. There's three ushers that are holding this young girl back. She looked like she weighed maybe 100 pounds. And so now she can't get to me. So now she's beginning to spit at me. And I'm up
from bad to worse.
Yes. And I'm up on the stage and I'm dodging. I'm trying to dodge this girl. And then all of a sudden, I said, in my mind, in the natural, my mind says, turn the service over to the pastor. Go to the back of the choir and just start to pray. That's just start. The devil says, this is too big. You can't do this. This is your, just give in. Let the pastor take care of this. This is too hard for you to handle. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, no, you were created for this. You are anointed to do this. You take authority over this spirit in the name of Jesus. So something came up the back of my legs, came up my back. My shoulders went back. My head went up. And I said, I want the church to stand up, and we're going to begin to pray in the spirit. The church began to pray in the spirit. And I walked off that stage, and I went down to where that young girl was. And I said, hey, baby, I'm not talking to you. I began to talk to her. And I said, I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to that spirit, demonic spirit that is in you. And I tell you who I am. I am the anointed child of God. I've been called. I've been picked out. I've been chosen. And I command you in the name of Jesus, come out of her. Her body went limp, just went limp. I was able to lead her to Jesus. Several minutes later, she confessed to me that she had been involved in rock and roll music, and she had been involved in the occult. But that was my first experience being involved in taking authority in the name of the Lord.
But you know what? It gets stronger and stronger. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. If you're standing still, you're going backwards. You're deceived. You go from glory to glory. So, one of my favorite songs by Judy Jacobs is Days of Elijah. Do you like that song? And the first time she sang it was at a Benny Hinn campaign. What happened?
The power of God came into that room. Pastor Benny had to be convinced for me to sing the song because he didn't know the song. So I had never sang the song. I took my words up, put them on the pulpit because I just recorded it, but it wasn't even released yet. But when I got up to sing, the track began, boom. I started singing. The place comes to their feet. The glory of God begins. And I guess I sang that song that night 8 or 10 times.
You know,
one night.
You know what, Judy? We're going to sing that song in a little bit. And the same thing is going to happen here. You want it to happen? You want that song here?
Yeah.
I want that song here. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So I was saying in the last segment, what is normal is to go from glory to glory. Tell me about the woman's retreat that you were teaching at and singing.
You know, I love the glory of God when it comes. It is the kabod. It is the heaviness. I'm in this.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that. Yeah. It's the word kabod. Means literally in Hebrew, it's the glory. It's the heaviness. And when it comes on me, Judy, I don't know about you, but sometimes I bend over like this. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing phenomenon.
The natural can't take the super. Yeah. And so I'm in this retreat, and God speaks to me. People are in the altar. There's about 75 women there. It's just a nice little retreat. And God says, I'm about to show up in my glory. And he says, tell the women I'm about to show up in my glory. So I said, ladies, bow your head, get your hands up. God just spoke to me and said, he's about to show up in his glory. Well, everybody's hands went up. People began to just pray in the spirit. I kept my eyes open.
Why?
I wanted to see it. I am not going to close my eyes. And so as I'm watching, one by one, section by section, Sid, women begin to drop like flies. God is going all the way around the room. And as he's going around the room, people are they're just falling so beautifully. I mean, it's just like so succinctly. It's like nobody's there to catch them. It was just girls there. It's girls. But they're falling and they're falling and they're just falling. And as they're coming, as the Spirit of God is going around and the glory of God is coming around, I said to God, God, don't miss me. And so as the glory is coming around, it comes around to the stage and down I go. For 45 minutes, we are slain in the spirit. Nobody is moving. After about what seemed like hours, people would begin to scream, oh my God, it's gone. Oh my God, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm delivered. There was one woman there who had a tumor on the side of her head that was the size of a little tennis ball. She was a lawyer. She'd had that all of her life. She is pushing her hair all the way back, screaming, look, look, it's gone, it's gone. And everybody around her was just absolutely amazed that at that instant, at that moment, those growths begin, I feel right now somebody's growths are disappearing. Something's happening right now to somebody. In an instant, the glory of God came into that room. People went to the restroom to check themselves. When they come back, the tumors were gone off the breast. The tumors were gone off of their body. Things were happening. I mean, everything from tumors to headaches to sinus infections. When the glory came, everything changed.
You know, the anointing of God, the manifest presence of God.
Oh, my God.
What does the anointing do for people? Give me a description.
The anointing of God is something that comes in and absolutely transfers and absolutely transforms a person's life. They go from the natural to the supernatural. They go from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Jesus said, this power is for you and your children and your children's children. He said, I'm going to go away, but if I go away, I'm going to send a comforter. And he will not only be with you, he will be in you. And he said, the same power that raised me from the dead is going to quicken your mortal body. And even so to the point, Sid, where he said, the works that I do, greater works shall you do because I go to my Father. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in my 13-year-old. It's in your 8-year-old. That same power, it is the anointing that has the ability to change everything and everybody around you.
Judy, I want you to go to the music set, and I want Judy to sing Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Jesus read that in Nazareth, right from the scriptures, from the Torah. And I'm telling you, when she sings that, that is going to happen to you. The Spirit of the Lord God is going to be upon you. Judy Jacobs.
Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, for the Lord hath anointed you. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hey, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He's placed his anointing on me to encourage the poor, release the bound, preach recovery of sight to the blind. So in His name we declare, this is the day for your miracle. Hallelujah! This is your day. He's placed His anointing,
on me
to encourage,
release the bound,
preach recovery of sight to the blind.
So in His name we declare.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Judy Jacobs' Power and Anointing Package, which includes her two powerful audio CD worship albums, I Feel a Change and No God Like Jehovah, with over 25 powerful songs, plus her brand new book, You Are Anointed for This. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9230. Through the over 25 worship songs on her two audio worship CDs, the atmosphere of heaven will come right into your home, car, or congregation. Wherever you play them, joy will explode on the inside of you.
When you bring the anointed music of God into your house, the whole atmosphere is going to change. Where there is sickness, I'm telling you, healing is going to come. Where there's depression, joy is going to come.
Through her brand new book, You Are Anointed for This, you will discover the secrets of being anointed for your end time assignments.
I believe the anointing is to destroy the yokes of the enemy that is on your life, your family, your finances, your body. The anointing makes the difference. And it is the power of God that comes on a person to change your life, to change your perspective, to change everything about you.
Don't miss out on getting Judy Jacobs' Power and Anointing Package, which includes her two powerful audio CD worship albums, I Feel a Change and No God Like Jehovah, with over 25 powerful songs, plus her brand new book, You Are Anointed for This. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9230. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9230 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
It's coming to your house.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Judy Jacobs had a vision in which she saw a tsunami coming to the United States of America. Tell me about that.
I had this vision. I was on the beach. My husband was standing beside me. And as I'm looking out into the water, Sid, I see this wall of water as tall as the sky. This water is coming toward the beach. It's coming toward where we are, where we're standing. And I said to my husband, look, it's a tsunami. And my husband, he said, he started walking toward the water. And I said, What is that? What is that? It's a tsunami. Don't. He says, no, Judy. He says, look, that's not water. That's glory. And as we're walking in the tsunami, I'm seeing people from every people groups, any people groups you can imagine. They're in the water and they're swimming. And they're speaking in tongues. They're speaking in the language of the Holy Spirit. And they are swimming in this water. And the glory of God is on their faces. And I'm thinking, and I said, God, what is going on? He said, that's my glory that's coming to this nation and the nations of the earth.
Judy, I want you to describe to me what you see happening when this tsunami hits.
In my mind, I'm seeing people healed. I'm seeing people going into hospitals and laying hands on people and they getting up and going home that day. I'm seeing revival break out in schools. I didn't tell you that on the very top of the tsunami were my two daughters and they're up there and they're surfing. I'm seeing the glory of God break out in schools. I'm seeing the glory of God break out in Walmart. I'm seeing the glory. I believe it before too long, we're going to hear there's a healing line in aisle 9 at Walmart. I believe there's coming a revival that's going to come and hit our churches, our schools, our malls. I believe it's going to hit like a tsunami that we've never seen, where people will be healed, delivered, set free in moments
And I see is we are in what the rabbis tell us, what Malachi tells us, the days of Elijah, just before the Messiah returns, Judy Jacobs singing, the days of Elijah.
Oh, my God.
Your presence that's in this studio. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for Jesus. There is nobody like you. Declaring the word of the Lord, and these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold.
Triforms becoming as flesh. Glory to God.
And these are the days
of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise.
God, just praise Him right now. These are the days of the heart. The fields are as white in your world.
And we are the laborers in your vineyard,
declaring the word of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
When people hear the music of Judy Jacobs, there is an impartation of God's presence that brings emotional and physical healing, deliverance, and salvation. Judy Jacobs received a supernatural download of the Holy Spirit, which is imparted to you through her book and her music. This anointing will help you to walk in supernatural confidence, boldness, authority, and victory for anything you're facing.
In the beauty.
Call now and get Judy Jacobs' Power and Anointing Package, which includes her two powerful audio CD worship albums, I Feel a Change and Know God Like Jehovah, with over 25 powerful songs, plus her brand new book, You Are Anointed for This. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9230.
Oh, taste and see.
Through the over 25 worship songs on her two audio worship CDs, the atmosphere of heaven will come right into your home, car, or congregation, wherever you play them. Joy will explode on the inside of you.
When you bring the anointed music of God into your house, the whole atmosphere is going to change. Where there is sickness, I'm telling you, healing is going to come. Where there's depression, joy is going to come. I've known and heard of testimonies where people have been healed, people have been delivered, marriages have been restored.
Through her brand new book, You Are Anointed for This, you will discover the secrets of being anointed for your end time assignments. This book will impart to you supernatural boldness, power, authority, divine inspiration, and revelation to do the greater works.
I believe the anointing is to destroy the yokes of the enemy that is on your life, your family, your finances, your body. The anointing makes the difference. And it is the power of God that comes on a person to change your life, to change your perspective, to change everything about you.
I'm going to tell you something. When you read Judy Jacobs' book and when you listen to her worship, you will be anointed.
Don't miss out on getting Judy Jacobs' Power and Anointing Package, which includes her two powerful audio CD worship albums, I Feel a Change and Know God Like Jehovah, with over 25 powerful songs, plus her brand new book, You Are Anointed for This. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9230. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9230 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
It's coming to your house.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my next guest says the power and the culture of the original Bible, it was hijacked by the translators. His case is very convincing.